Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. I don't know what this week is. We had a full plan of all this news, but guests are coming out of the woodwork, and our number one returning guest, plus the Good Morning Johto White Whale we have on the show today. Guests, who are you?
Hey, I'm Adam from the Special Conditions Podcast and Lured Up.
And I am Justin, other host on Special Conditions Podcast.
One of my white whales is Justin. We've had on Adam, this is probably number four.
Oh, I was
going
to say like 16 or 17.
We've had on Adam like, hey, Adam, you have 5 minutes. Absolutely. Justin is one that if I could print out all the times we've had scheduling, you're one of my two people that I've had so much. I'm like, I'm going to get you on the show.
And today is that day.
It's funny because, like, I love this stuff. It just, you'll be like, you'll ask me on just the absolute wrong day where, like, I'm a busy person, like, you know.
It's been over a year, right?
Yeah.
We've been trying.
He's
for
been
over
busy
a year.
For a year,
yeah.
Folks.
I've been busy
recording
for a year.
Podcast.
Well, I do intramural kickball. There's three seasons.
Stop.
Spring,
tell
summer, fall.
More.
And that's.
Tell me more about intramural kickball.
And it's always on Thursday nights. And
so
you,
what is intramural kickball? Like, you go to a local facility?
So we go to a softball field. Okay. It's like a local park. It's in Fort Worth. And it varies per season, but there's anywhere from 22 to 28 teams. And these teams are a minimum of 15 people. Typically, it can be up to 18. And you're out there to have a good time. It's co-ed. You're drinking beers on the field. It's a good time.
Are you wanting like exercise, but not a like, I don't want to play basketball.
It's
I don't want to go
basically
run,
like. My group does it as like a social hour. Everyone kind of works for the same company minus a few people. And so we all kind of know each other and we use it as an excuse to get together every week. So, cause you can tell there's definitely people that aren't really into kickball, but are there
this
for the social
inside,
aspects.
But you, like,
no,
you
this is outside. This is in, grass. So when it's 100 in the summer, we're still playing.
Well, see, right now for me, like where we are in Goldenrod, like it's still 30 degrees outside. Adam, probably 30 degrees outside. Like,
it's Adam, 30 degrees chilly.
Outside. I was gonna say, like, I know tomorrow's 70. Today it was 30. Hmm. Like,
yeah, that's the story of this area.
Yeah. So, like, you know, when it's the Halloween one, I wear my Jedi robe. So. That's like the extent of my coat.
365 this league? Is this?
No, it's spring, summer, fall, 8 weeks plus playoffs.
Have you won a playoff? Like, do you have like?
We've won a playoff games. We haven't won the playoff, but we've won playoff games.
That's like saying I made it to the playoffs, but I've never won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Adam, do you do any intramural kickball? Or
I actually come to.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't play the kickball, but I do play a co-ed hockey.
I know. Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You're into the hockey.
So I do like.
I feel like every time, I've said this to you before, and it may have been on the show. It's Ken every single week. So Adam, what have you did? You're like, I missed every event, and I was at hockey. And Ken's like, why didn't you fly into where I am and come hang out with me? And you're like, dude, I'm at hockey. Like that is.
Well, that's the thing. He's
the
like,
show
he thinks I
right
could just
there.
Pack up and just go. He's like, ah, just come play community day. And I'm like. I mean, I'm working and or I've got Ashton and we're going to do something like go hiking or something.
What?
You're like, I played for one of the 6 hours and Ken's like, we went to, I forget the restaurant that he loves to go to, but it's like every single second of every event. And you could tell, like, this is one too. We all got to meet during GoFest last year and we all, I think Justin was more in the back with me of like, Ken goes hard. In these, like,
he does go
these
hard.
New York events,
and the pop-up paint.
It was the picture you should have used when I'm going to be on Special Conditions is me and me dying in the grass and Adam next to me and Justin's
I was feeling it
somewhere.
Though in that image I was feeling it
because it was mostly to bring on you guys and not more talk about like Lured Up and stuff, but it was like we walked for hours and Ken would eat. I'm used to one
pretzel?
Big meal,
just
right?
A pretzel at some point.
He got that, and then you guys shared like a euro or something too. I remember him like sharing. he would hit every cart, or not every, like, on every 40 minutes, he's like, all right, redo up. And we're like, dog, we got to sit down. And he's like, nope, 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 time to go. And we're like, we're done. It was like maybe me, Hitch, Roundtable Chat Top, maybe Justin and your fiance, I think, in the back. Like,
yes, yeah. Right,
we're getting a little, we're getting a little tired here.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it was one of those things.
It had like 30 blocks to go.
Yeah, I was very appreciative that you guys were all there. Because I want to grind. I want to do that too. Because I basically feed off of his energy.
You were stuck at the, well, not stuck. You were working. You were in your booth the whole weekend, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, for the time that they needed me there.
Yeah, like you. Oh yeah, you had the morning shift.
Which made it difficult because then everybody that did the night shift, you know, they were all there, and we're downtown, we're in the streets, we're walking.
Yeah, there's
still
a lot of people I didn't
miles.
Get to meet, like Landor Alpha, all of, like those guys that I didn't get to meet because they were all like the evening.
Yeah, so it's like you would go to the park, have that little bit of an experience, and then you're out in the streets.
I literally planned this because of all the experience from last year. Justin, were you in the nice Airbnb?
Mine was the one that couldn't flush toilet paper.
Were you with Hitch and them?
No.
Okay, I didn't know about
yours.
Oh, no.
I did visit them, right? Did I visit them?
Yeah, you did.
Justin and I talking right before the last one. I'm like, hey, if you want a hotel room, if you want to, like, not slum it, let me know. Like, I remember an exclusive conversation with Justin, like, Adams, like, doing his thing with Ken. They're going to be at the hotel doing Niantic stuff.
I'm
I remember looking Jamal in the eyes night one, and I go, I cannot do this anymore. It's 12 a.m. He's blowing up my air mattress, sleeping in the kitchen floor, and he literally grabs me by the shoulders. He goes, we can make it. I promise. Give me two nights. And I slept like a baby, all of us snoring in the – because you guys didn't get to come over, I don't think, but it's
– yeah, I couldn't make it over to Canada.
It's fine. Oh, yeah, to Canada, to the Johto land. It was one of those, like – because I know Adam, like, we're more with Go, but that's why I said with Justin, like, TCG and Go, you got a lot going on, like, doing both.
Yeah, like, I had to make a special trip just to see Justin, just so we could play physically, because that was the promise I made. And I was like, we're going to play.
I thought Adam was going to block me on everything, because that's the weekend Lorcana came out.
Oh,
and him, oh like, yeah.
I remember holding my phone away from my ears. Because Adam, like the lady at the
Disney store. I was in the booth, and you called me, and you were like, hey, this happened. Why would you say that if you didn't get
the
thing?
They literally write down your card information. Like, they freeze it for any more card purchases. And Adam's like, tell the chick right now that's behind the working, tell her the situation, grab someone off the street, get me these cards. Like,
Venmo them, do
whatever. I remember,
you have
like,
to.
The worst is I was sending you pictures of all they had, and I was sending you everything they had. And I'm like, maybe, were they still there? Did you say they were still there?
So they weren't there when we got there, but
yeah,
we went the next day and they had some. But
there you go.
I will say, it's one of those things where it was a wild experience to, like, jump out of the train at a random
stop. I forgot about that. No, tell
stop.
That story. I love that story. Say that one.
So, basically, I believe you had just – it was the second day.
It was Friday night, I believe. And I said, hey, I think they may have Lorcana downtown.
Okay, so you said that first. So, that was – I literally jumped out of the train. It was – the doors were open, and they stayed open unusually long.
Sure.
It was – I looked at Ken, I looked at Chanel, and I was like, we should get off. The Disney store is right here. And I was like, and I was just contemplating it, and I'm like, the doors are still open. And then I just got up and ran. And then I ran up.
Oh, yeah, they were like, Adam abandoned us.
Yeah, they.
Because
I met
up with Chanel and Ken later that night.
Ken's like, this is your fault. You told Adam there may be Lorcana cards in the store.
They were there, and I had it on speakerphone. So that happened.
Oh my God,
and then the next day I was able to – I found them. So, but
listen to the shows like this, what we're doing right now, especially when Ken did it. This is what made me want to go to GoFest. Right?
Yeah, just
like,
these random experiences.
the stories. Yeah, because the whole time before, I'm like, is it going to be worth it? Is
yeah,
this going to be?
We went to a comic book shop too, right? We made sure to find one. And like that was so weird. It was straight up like these very, very, very narrow stairs.
There's three floors.
Oh, Midtown Comics?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I like how you knew it as soon as I said three floors.
They're one of the biggest, I think they're the biggest comic store on the East Coast, or big name. Like there's one in Chicago, or there's
yeah,
one
this one had multiple locations. It wasn't like their flagship.
They have exclusives that I can order in, let's say, Goldenrod that like come from them.
I've ordered one from them before I even knew what they were.
No, that's what Midtown's the stuff. But I can't bring you guys on without talking about the TCG. What we have rotation coming around the corner. What are you guys excited for about rotation? Justin, you go first.
I'm excited for the new A-Spec cards. I think there's always like a sort of new spice. They've been doing these one-ofs, like, you know, they did like the Radiance before, and now the new one-of is the A-Spec. It's a redo from 10 plus years ago, 2013. And these are just super powerful item cards. It's like the equivalent of the best supporters in format as an item. So, I mean, these can be like game breakers for decks.
Adam likes it because now he has the old copies he can use.
Well, that's the thing. Flex. I think any time I've ever traded in bulk, I do not do any trainers. I hold on to my trainers like my life depends on it because, hey, just so you know, I have four of the special Pokemon stamped or whatever, the Colorus from way back when, which are now like everybody plays it in GLC. So,
yeah,
I just well, have
like
a
Ultra Ball, like the there's like the special Ultra Ball that's been out through years, like all the different stuff that you can play, and because you never know what's going to get reprinted.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. Like VS Seeker, when that comes back, I'll have those.
What I thought you were gonna say, if computer research or whatever, if that's the next A spec they come out with, like you're like I'm good to go.
Man versus Seeker,
VS Seeker, what a throwback! And it made me feel old, Justin, because you're like, over 10 years ago, is that true? And then I just aged more while you were saying that. I'm like, oh no!
I wouldn't have known. And then I was looking. We were just looking at. All those A-Spec cards side by side, and it said 2013 copyright on them. So,
yeah, I remember all like the plasma cap, like the plasm stuff, and like all the different team stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that was so long ago. Adam, what are you excited for about rotation coming up?
What am I not excited for? I am so excited about Mew VMAX going away. I'm very excited.
Yes. I was gonna say, is there anything you are leaving that you will miss?
No.
Not at all. Like, Path of the Peak, everything gone.
No, I'm very happy it's all gone. All the annoying cards.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of them, because we still have Snorlax Stall, but another card I'm happy that's leaving is Battle VIP Pass, just because of how, like,
oof.
It just felt so ridiculous, but it's like everybody's on the same level now with Buddy Buddy Poffin, so I'm super thrilled that that's there. You can't go search for Radiant Greninja, you can't go search for your EXs, so it's going to be a little bit harder to get those out turn one, so I'm very confident that stage one decks, stage two decks, we will see a little bit more of an increase in play because you can easily search for those with those speed cards, whereas you're only reliant on four copies of Nest Ball, Ultra Ball to get out bigger EXs. So having that kind of style of a deck is a little bit harder because you're less consistent without having that extra.
It was one
four
of those
copies.
Things with Battle VIP Pass, right? Like, the games where you didn't have it, it was still good. But the games that you did have it, the curve just shot up of, like, the win rate, the ways that you could do it. Like, because there were so many ways to discard it to other things. But having one or two, whatever, usually just one on turn one is basically game-breaking of what you can do with it.
Yeah, and I like that.
Do you guys you brought up GLC. Do you guys play GLC at all? Is that a thing?
I like the idea of it.
I
want to play it. I don't find the time to play it.
Yeah. It's like I want to build all these new decks. Like, I'm very, very, very excited. I just happened to be on a high when I got out of the pre-release that I sat here and printed some proxies from Limitless TCG, and I built Ancient Box. And, like, I haven't done anything to it. I haven't edited the deck or anything, because I don't have time.
It's one of those that is so, like you said, it's a cool idea. My two things with it is where the state, let's say if Goldenrod or Johto, I always say Johto with capital O-H in the middle, GLC is big there, right? Like, so where I'm at, we have, like, the state of GLC. But it's the one rule that you can't, like, I can't play Boss's Orders and Lysander, right? And I think they're trying to do the rule of, if it says the same thing, you can't play it for any card, right? Like, let's say if something says the exact same thing as Switch, I can't. So that is the rumor mill that was been working on that. But I know it's cheap. I know people like it. I know, like, without the rule boxes, but I like to play my big shiny things. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those that a singular or a singleton format I know people like. We cover it on the show sometimes just to shake it up, just with all the different, like, Snorlax dolls or Lost Boxes. But, yeah, GLC is one of those things. And I think Adam summed it up perfectly. Like, right after the pre-release, opening these new packs this week, this new set just has us, like, rotation, cool set, everything on the high. This is a rotation I'm really – I don't even know what rotated out last year. I can't even remember.
Sword and Shield base.
So that was Zacian and Zazmazenta stuff.
Yeah, so Zacian V was gone. And then it went through.
Crobat?
No.
No, ADP was the previous one.
This was Crobat V. This was.
Let's see. When it went through Darkness Ablaze. And what was the final set of the year? Vivid Voltage. Man, I haven't thought about those cards in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because I'm like, oh, man, I remember last year's show, me being like, I cannot wait for rotation. And then I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's been so long. Like, I was sad to see Dragapult VMAX go. I was sad to see Eternatus go, because Eternatus finally made a resurgence. I was playing Eternatus Weezing, and I literally won a tournament with it. You know,
like, did we lose, like, a lot of Shadow Rider, or was it Ice Rider? It was one of those.
No, that's what we're losing this format.
Well, I remember they had some more stuff that got lost, that they lost, like, what they had. But I remember Metal Saucering a lot. I think we had that weird...
Oh, yeah,
like,
Metal Saucer's going.
It was Dialga V, yeah. Saucerization V during that time last year. I'm like, oh, man, this is so cool.
Leon's Cape.
Oh, that was the weird Weezing, like, not mill deck, but it was the Weezing, like, you only played Weezing and Koffing as your Pokemon, and you kept bouncing... what was the catcher that you brought it back to your hand? Or what? The Scoop-Up Net.
Scoop-Up Net.
Yeah. That... I don't know. This one, I feel like we're not losing as much heat, right? Like, I feel like we're losing some key decks, but...
I don't know. I feel like we're losing a lot this format, this rotation.
I think, yeah, there's definitely some decks that get better, but who knows for sure. But, hey, that we've covered everything. We covered GoFest hype, which we'll probably bring some more people on to talk more about GoFest and people that have been in, like...
We
know we
should have a Goldenrod
year, you know I mean?
Party.
The parties of the are the ways of the young.
Well, we could stay up late and talk about Pokemon.
I told you, my whole plan is I got a hotel at Bryant Park, so I do not have to do a lot of walking. Or, like, if I do, I'm there. You know what I mean?
There you
like,
go.
That is literally where I'm staying, so I don't have to do much. If I want to go eat, I can just walk downtown. I remember, Justin, were you there for the game plan when we were going to Times Square? No, you weren't, because you've been there. Like, where I said, okay, guys, if anybody wants to take a picture, you tell them no. You don't look at anyone in the eye. You just keep walking, like, going through Times Square. And it was, they thought I was joking, and it was real. Like, it was, Times Square scares me. Central Park, though, walking 60 blocks, that was fun. It was, I remember we did 65 miles is what I did in those like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
I have a brand new pair of shoes ready to go, so.
Oof. I buy a pair of Crocs like 2 or 3 times a year, and it'll be right before that. And you guys made fun of me for wearing all my Crocs all in it. I only got 3 blisters.
I got
and
I'm going to
make
blisters.
Fun of you again.
Yeah, someone was like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, Yeah, like absolutely. But guys, thanks for coming on. Where can people find Special Conditions to learn about some TCG goodness?
You can find everything we do, twitch.com/PokemonProfessor.
On X, or formerly known as Twitter, at SpecialConTCG.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. Adam as the forever returning guest, Justin as my white whale. Trainers, thank you so much for coming, listening today to this special show. Don't worry, we will not have a Pokemon Go person tomorrow. We will go back to our regularly scheduled show tomorrow for a wonderful Friday. Trainers, we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.